share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In an effort to unite Malaysians against the scathing COVID-19 pandemic, de facto Law Minister, Datuk Seri Taqiyuddin bin Hassan made a rather interesting statement last Thursday, the 15th of July 2021. Taking to Twitter, the PA veteran urged the rakyat to plan a strategy to defeat COVID-19 similar to how the Soviet communists defeated the Nazis in the Battle of Stalingrad. In the tweet, Taqiyuddin asserted, "Let us plan a strategy to defeat COVID-19 like how Stalin's Red Army defeated Hitler's 4th and 6th armies in the Battle of Stalingrad. Forget our differences, work on unity, develop strength for the people and nation. Ia kita atur strategi bersama kalahkan COVID separtamana, Stalin's Red Army, kalahkan Hitler's 4th and 6th armies, dalam the Battle of Stalingrad. Lupakan perbezaan cara persamaan, bentuk kekuatan demi rakyat dan negara. Hashtag stay united, stay safe. pic.twitter.com/8zts7drx53. Taqiyuddin Haji Hassan, at Taqiyuddin 61, July 15, 2021. In case you didn't know, the Battle of Stalingrad is one of the most pivotal and bloodiest battles in World War II, WW2. It was the first failure of the Axis powers to be publicly acknowledged by Adolf Hitler and is historically marked as the turning of the war's tide in favor of the Allies. Lasting almost 6 months, the Battle of Stalingrad resulted in over 1,100,000 casualties for the Soviet Army and an estimated 800,000 casualties for the invading Axis forces. Furthermore, an estimated 40,000 Soviet civilians perished due to the battle. German infantry in position for an attack during the Battle of Stalingrad. Soviets preparing to ward off German assault in Stalingrad suburbs. The battle was also infamous for the Soviet strategy of saving food supplies instead of their own people. Therefore, many have found the statement by Taqiyuddin to be rather inappropriate given the current circumstances in Malaysia. Moreover, considering that Stalin is one of the most prominent communist figures in history, drawing inspiration from the late Soviet leader is questionable given Malaysia's own bloody history with communism. Nevertheless, the latter part of Taqiyuddin's statement is definitely something all Malaysians can agree with. In our war against COVID-19, it is important for all Malaysians to forget our differences and to stay united and safe against the pandemic. What do you guys think of the Law Minister's statement? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Machine's question why upcoming parliament proceedings will only consist of ministers' explanations. Source. Wikipedia. Source. Wikipedia. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.